All three men are outsiders, never having served in elective office. Each candidate brought his own unique brand to Saturday's live televised debate. Republican Greg Gianforte is perhaps the best known among the House candidates, as he most recently tried unsuccessfully to unseat Democratic Governor Steve Bullock last fall. Gianforte touted his success as a high-tech entrepreneur from Bozeman. He didn't back down from his wealth, even though his opponents raised the issue.
Let me say clearly, I can't be bought, and my only allegiance will be to you. I'm a fan of prosperity.
Gianforte said he wants other Montanans to prosper as well. He co-founded Right Now Technologies with his wife Susan and sold the company to Oracle for $1.5 billion in 2011. Musician Rob Quist co-founded the Mission Mountain Wood Band. He said there are enough millionaires in Congress, and Montana needs someone who can represent everyday Montanans.
I understand what it's like to live life on the ground. I've faced the same kind of issues that the people of Montana have faced, from health care issues and Social Security and Medicare and health care, and understand the importance of women's issues.
The Democrat said he has represented Montanans through his poetry and music. Libertarian Mark Wicks is a farmer and rancher from Inverness. He said it's time to quit the partisan politics. Wicks offered this analogy. If the candidates were cars, Gianforte was the luxury model. Quist is the half-ton pickup with a good sound system, but only six cylinders. Wicks called himself the work truck.
I'm the guy when you're pulled over on the side of the road and you're broke down, you want to see that big, big pickup pull up behind you that has the tow ropes, the chains, the tools, everything to get the job done. And you know you're going to get home that night.
The three men debated issues from health care to taxes, immigration, and climate change and coal during the nearly hour-long debate sponsored by the MTN television network. Saturday's event was the only one the candidates agreed to for the May 25th special election. Absentee ballots are to be mailed out beginning today. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.